Want to try a free sample?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, time to consult the online experts.
You only eat after you're walking 10,000 steps.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. Signos.com with code SPARK. Signos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine spending 15 long years building a great friendship with someone.
LeBron, what a legendary night in NBA history. You're breaking the all-time scoring record.
Only to have them dancing on your grave with your worst enemy. Well, that's pretty much what Drake is experiencing with his longtime friend, LeBron James. In the past, it was common to see Drake not only dedicating entire songs to him, but there were also times where Drizzy even received mentorship from James when he was losing in a devastating beef with Pusha T.
Drake takes you and like, am I letting you down?
Yeah, what did I tell you?
What did you say to him?
You said that. I can never let you down.
Their bond went so deep that Drake even got a tattoo of LeBron's jersey on his left arm. So, how did two kings of their own games go from being best friends to wanting nothing to do with each other? And who was the one to blame for the destruction of their friendship? You see, the perceived rift between Drake and LeBron began making headlines in the middle of the Kendrick beef earlier this year. It all started with LeBron rapping along to Like That, which was the first installment of Drake's calculated decline. However, this can't be conclusively stamped as LeBron picking a side, since the lyrics of the song probably resonated with Bron on a personal level. You know, with Bron being one of the top candidates of the GOAT conversation, and the F the Big Three, It's Just Big Me line from Kendrick. Also at that point, people weren't sure if the beef was going to be real or not, so people didn't pay LeBron too much mind. But when the beef became established, with both sides registering shots at each other, perspectives on who was rapping what song started to shift. If you were a public figure rapping Euphoria, it was assumed that you were on Team Kendrick, and if you were rapping push-ups, you were Team Drake. Which is why it became such a big deal when LeBron, who was perceived to be close friends with Drake, was seen dancing and rapping Not Like Us with no reservation on multiple occasions, leading fans to debate whether LeBron was doing the right thing here. Black culture is fueled by hate and colorism, light game versus dark skin. You're not black enough, blah blah blah. LeBron should never dance to anything that Kendrick says, cause Drake has been his friend for so long. Weak. But before we go any further, I think it's important to understand the dynamic between Drake and LeBron. And we need to talk a little bit about their close, tight-knit friendship that they developed over the years. After the two of them met all the way back in 2009 during Drake's release party for So Far Gone, they've been able to build a pretty strong bond with one another. Pause. They would text each other before games, invest in businesses together, and over time, LeBron started to regard him as family. What we have is a real family. It's not just because we are successful at what we do. We really care about one another on a day-to-day basis. Anytime you got a friend that can come and support you in what you do, I really respect that. Drake was then seen showing out for LeBron's championship celebrations.
Have a pair.
Everybody had a pair.
I didn't have a pair until I got drafted.
I had a pair.
Listen, if you... Vince really had you believing that the shock technology...
This fall... Fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
And those shoes will make you jump 100%. Like that.
You could genuinely feel the brotherhood they had with each other. But after some time, the relationship started to become a little one-sided. As more often than not, it was always Drake who was congratulating Bron for a milestone or doing something for Bron. And very rarely is it the reverse.
LeBron, I'm honored to be a part of yet another historic night for you. 30,000 career points. It's incredible. It seems like every time we look up, you're setting another milestone or breaking another record. And I always tell you, you're one of the most inspirational people in my life. I'm honored to call you a brother.
It just seems like Drake is always looking up to LeBron, even going as far as getting a tattoo of LeBron's iconic high school jersey number on his body, which has pretty much turned into a meme at this point. And if we're trying to rationalize Drake's actions, we could say that people get tattoos of figures that mean something to them or inspire them in some capacity. But it just doesn't seem like LeBron feels the same way about Drake. This was made abundantly clear when Drake was straight up sunned by LeBron's show following his feud with Pusha T and the revelation of his hidden kid.
Drake texts you and like, am I letting you down?
Yeah, what did I tell you?
What did you say to him?
He said that I can never let you down.
Despite all of this, they still remained friends and hung out regularly. However, their friendship would soon come crumbling down with Kendrick Lamar's explosive hit track titled Not Like Us. A song that dubbed Drake as a certified pedophile, said that he colonizes America for his own monetary gain, that he f***ed his best friend and mentor's girl while he was in jail, and a whole lot more. Kendrick Lamar showed the world he was ready for war when his beef with Drake came to light. Even though Kendrick was cool with LeBron as well, he was definitely much more tighter with Drake. But when push came to shove, he had to pick a side, because that song would just not go away. Breaking record after record and getting played throughout the summer in every club, DJ set, and radio airwaves, Drake needed as much support from his friends as possible. And while Kevin Durant, who was also tatted on Drake's body, decided to publicly claim Team Drake, Bron was instead being filmed rapping along to the song. Now, it's bad enough that he was singing the song publicly when he was good friends with Drake, but appearing at Dot's pop-out show in LA probably made Drake sick to his stomach. Think about it, Drake was in the middle of getting clowned by the entire West Coast and other artists who were waiting for his downfall. To have someone who was basically one of your homies go to the pop-out show and rap along to a song calling you a PDF file has to be gut-wrenching. Cause LeBron was literally saying every word. This is somewhat ironic since LeBron is historically known for being horrible at remembering lyrics. The fact that the one song he gets right is the one clowning his alleged best friend is something that drew up a lot of reactions.
No way! Is this Bron? This ain't Bron. No way, I gotta zoom in. No way Bron is singing a-
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
Part like, I'm not even Drake Mans like that. I don't even sing the parts of like, I sing the Not Like Us joint, but some of the parts where he calling Drake a clear pedophile, I don't sing that part. That's just out of respect. I'm like, yo, that sound crazy, right? Yo, don't tell me this is Bron just singing OVO, the other vaginal option. What? Nah, that's not Bron. That's not Bron. Ain't no way that Bron. Ain't no way.
Bron is on the block list tonight. Drake has a tattoo of this man on his body. Shame on you, LeBron. Typical Bron front running like a bitch. Like we ain't seen him tweeting owls out, LOL. And the tweet they're referring to is this one, where LeBron's congratulating Drake on finishing his tour, mere days after being caught rapping like that on the court initially. At this point, it was clear to Drake that LeBron was no longer on his side. So, in typical Drake fashion, he unfollows LeBron on Insta, hops on his alt account, and begins sending subliminal shots. The popular one everyone seemed to catch was when Team USA won the Olympics and Drake reposted this image, saying, "Congrats to my brothers, Jason Tatum, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant," while leaving out LeBron's name, despite being the MVP and saving the team multiple times. And this was when everyone definitely knew that something was up between them. Then, we started seeing a picture floating around the internet of LeBron and his wife Savannah with a PG Lang Kendrick shirt, which many seem to think was directed at Drake.
Savannah might just really love that shirt, and I don't speak about people's wives, but she might just really love that shirt brand and Kendrick and ain't paying what y'all doing no mind. Maybe.
Nah.
But LeBron posing in the picture the way he did with her in the shirt tells me that he saw the Drake post to all the Olympians mm-hmm. that was not LeBron. They've been going back and forth since it's Not Like Us. And it's interesting.
Wait, and I'm not rolling with the, like, she might just like that shirt, et cetera, because the James family are very way strategic. Too conscious of what they do and how it's perceived to the public.
However, there was also this random unsuspecting picture of a guy in his car posted on Drake's second account. Except, if you look into it, it's not actually a random guy. And that's actually a man who is known as Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who is a popular soccer player who out-aurored LeBron and also told him to stay out of politics in 2021. So, from this post, we can infer that Drake was basically telling Bron to stay out of the beef. It's actually insane how much Drake puts into internet mind games, cause if he doesn't mess with anyone, he'll make sure the world knows that he doesn't mess with them. But if we think a little more about it, Drake probably called up LeBron and got a non-satisfactory response, leading him to get in his feelings and hop on Instagram. LeBron had been one of his guys from the beginning, and was someone he saw as a parallel to himself in another field. To have LeBron join in on his humiliation was something he probably didn't expect. And on LeBron's side of things, we need to ask if all of this even matters to him, or does he really hate Drake? LeBron has always been a fan of hip-hop, and over the years—
Try a free sample of Berry Pie?
Oh yeah, I do. Wait, will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad?
I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good. Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
never
insulin
eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs
fast for 48 hours.
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.
We've seen him vibe to tunes from different parts of the country. He even proclaimed himself a hip-hop historian and initially wanted Drake to follow up on the Pusha T beef.
Say, listen, as a hip-hop historian who loves hip-hop, I would love for you to respond.
Of course, we want to hear. We're dying.
I did, by the way.
Because you're the greatest.
By the way, I did, by the way.
Yeah.
You wrote the song.
I did, and I said terrible things.
Yeah, I said, I want you to read.
Maybe LeBron felt like Drake's plays were weak during the beef, which is why he allied with Kendrick. And he might be thinking that everything being said was just within the sport of rapping. Plus, we have to remember that LeBron has been repping the city of Los Angeles as he's been on the Lakers for about 5 years. With Kendrick being raised in Compton, California, he's most likely just repping the city. And if we're being honest, it wouldn't have been that serious in the real world. Definitely not like it is for LeBron on the basketball court.
I think LeBron fucks with Drake. He probably was low-key rooting for Drake during this battle, but he's not the guy who is just like, yo, Not Like Us drops, I can't dance to it. He probably just think it's a fire moment. He's thinking it's like, imagine that playoff series where he does the 3-1 comeback versus the Warriors. I think that's what he's thinking it. Now, this is what I was saying about Drake with these friends that he has. Your friends are gonna see the forest from the trees. Yo, fuck the rap battle. He's calling my mans a pedophile.
Another theory is that LeBron might have sided with Kendrick because his wife, Savannah James, allegedly views Drake as a bad influence on him since Drake hasn't grown up from the party life and frivolous antics. This is something that Kendrick Lamar alluded to on Meet the Grams, his third diss track, where he said, "Hey LeBron, keep the family away," warning LeBron of Drake's alleged predatory behavior when it comes to women in their teens. He and LeBron just have a 2-year age gap. Yet, their lives couldn't be more different. LeBron has a family and 2 kids, one of which, who was raised so well that he literally gets to play alongside his own father in the NBA. Meanwhile, Drake is stuck in this constant cycle of rotating the same IG models, going to the same parties, and overall, not really growing or maturing much as a person. This also might be the reason why there's such a disconnect when talking to LeBron, cause nothing will make a man mature faster than responsibilities and the way of setting a good example.
There's memes of how he looks at, how he looked at LeBron with this fucking you my dad look. How he looked at, not Carl Anthony Town, DeMarcus Cousins, the Kentucky picture. Like, there's whole collages made how he behaved on the shop. This is maybe psychological, but it just appears that when the alphas come in, or when the money niggas come in a different example, you become who you are.
However, some basketball fans also believe that LeBron is doing all of this to sign a new player to the Lakers.
I think LeBron was actually using the Kendrick Lamar moment maybe as a, I don't know this.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.
To be true, but I think he was trying to get DeMar DeRozan to the Lakers. Because you remember around the same time all that was going on, LeBron, it was being reported that LeBron was taking a pay cut from the Lakers in order to acquire an additional star to play alongside him. I think he wanted DeMar DeRozan. So maybe he felt like if I pull up to LA, if I show the homie love, if I ingratiate myself in this LA culture, maybe it'll be an easier thing to get DeMar out here.
Personally, I feel this is somewhat unlikely since just showing up to the concert would have been enough to show support. Because LeBron was having the time of his life, smiling from ear to ear in pics and screaming those OVO bars at Dot's pop-out show. It seemed like a little more than a new signing. But then there's also this outrageous take from DJ Academics, which claims that LeBron is somehow jealous of Drake's lifestyle.
Maybe LeBron is a little bit jealous of... Yo, he's like me, but look at the lifestyle he's living. The jet, the women, out partying every time. I don't know. That, and I'm not saying jealous like you want that person to fail, but it's just like, you're watching how this guy's moving, and you're like, you know how you have to move. LeBron is a family man, committed for, how many, 20 years? What? Y'all both in the same position, but that you look like he having a whole lot of fun. You... It's a little bit different, and none of that's bad either way. Maybe we're waiting for that to take off.
Although this seems like another Drake glazing session by Big Ak, it also ties into what I said earlier. Apart from being at the top in their respective industries, Drake and LeBron do not have much in common anymore. In fact, Steph and Kevin Durant act like much better friends to Drake than LeBron. And this could be because Drizzy and Bron's relationship has gotten to the point where they are quote-unquote friends, simply because of the positions both of them occupy in their industries. LeBron probably didn't feel any personal obligation to Drake during this rap beef since, in his mind, he's taking part as a fan. Which is why he finally responded with his own subliminal message to Drake, containing Drake's Nike OVO collab reading, "Love you forever," with an infinity symbol next to it.